أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. So saying in this month, and in every month to be very honest, we do istighfar. And this istighfar sometimes is translated as asking for forgiveness. But it's really a lot more. It's asking for protection. Protection around oneself, like an invisible force field, to be able to protect us from all that which stops us from reaching our full potential. So I'd like to share something with you today. If you've got your Qur'ans, then go to Surah number 8, which is Suratul Anfal, and look at Ayah 33. It's phenomenal. And don't forget it, 8:33. Easiest way to remember this is that if you were to cut 8 into half, it's two threes, as in not divided into half, but the image of the eight, if you cut it into half, you have two threes opposite each other. Turn it round and it's 8:33, so you can't forget it. So let's see what the ayah says. I'll go to the ayah before. It says, وَإِذْ قَالُوا, and they say, اللَّهُمَّ إِنْ كَانَ هَذَا هُوَ الْحَكَّ مِنْ إِنْدِكَ فَأَمْتِرْ عَلَيْنَا هِجَارَةً مِنَ السَّمَاءِ. Oh Allah, if this is the truth from you, then rain upon us stones from heavens or inflict upon us a painful punishment. This is the arrogance of those who covered up the truth and did not want to believe in what the Prophet said. They knew that the Creator was Allah, but they did not want to follow anything the Prophet said. They wanted to do things as they wanted. Now look what Allah replies, and please focus on this. Ayah 33, Surah number 8. وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَأَنْتَ فِيهِمْ. Allah will not punish them because you, O Muhammad, are amongst them. He was رَحْمَةُ لِلْعَالَمِينَ. But he goes a step further. He says, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. And he will not punish them whilst they ask for forgiveness. In other words, whilst they do istighfar. So how does istighfar manifest itself? All too well for me and you to continually say, Astaghfirullah Rabbi wa atubu ilay. I seek forgiveness from you, my Rabb, and I turn towards you. But how does it manifest itself? How do I know that it's working on me? In Surah 41, which is Surah Duha Mim Sajda, Ayah 34, Allah says, Idfa' billati hiya ahsan. Repel evil with what is best. And then he says, فَإِذَا الَّذِي بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَهُ عَدَاوَةٌ كَأَنَّهُ وَلِيٌّ حَمِيمٌ. And you will find that if there is any enmity between two of you, that person will become وَلِيٌّ حَمِيمٌ, a warm friend, an intimate friend. And we talked about this before. In Ayah 14 of Surah At-Taghabun, this is Surah number 64. He says, وَإِنْ تَعْفُوا وَتَصْفَحُوا وَتَغْفِرُوا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَّحِيمٌ. If you lovingly forgive and you overlook and you forgive and cover, because that's what istighfar is about, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَّحِيمٌ, you will find Allah most forgiving, most merciful. So let's see how it manifests itself. A man comes to the Prophet and asks about what is nobility of character. And Imam said, it means that you should forgive the one who has wronged you, re-establish ties with the one who has broken them off from you, give to him who has denied you something, and tell the truth, even if it's against your own interests. Imam Sadiq said, be forgiving, for surely forgiveness only increases your nobility. Be forgiving to each other, and Allah will increase you in your honor. Let's go a bit further. Accept the excuse of one who justifies himself, whether he is right or wrong. If anyone does not accept the excuse, then my intercession will not reach them. That's what the Prophet said. Imam Ali says, if you overcome your enemy, then make your forgiveness of them gratitude for your position of strength over them. Imam Sajjad says, if a person to your right insults you, then moves to your left and seeks your forgiveness, just forgive him. And Imam Sadiq said, the courtesy of the people of the house, that is the Ahlul Bayt, consists of forgiving those who oppress us. So, when I say, Astaghfirullah Rabbi wa atubu ilay, then it must manifest in my actions, in my behaviors, by having the ability to forgive others. Not only forgiving them, but protecting them. When I do that, then I know that He will forgive me and protect me. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to be able to ask for forgiveness and then to be able to manifest it. And then I tell my friends and family that you will never be subject to punishment if you ask for forgiveness and manifest it. Because it's exactly what this ayah says. Ingrain it everywhere, in your soul, in your heart. 8:33. For divinity says it quite explicitly, that He will not punish those who ask for forgiveness. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ.